This is Nicole English coming to you from Fort Hays State University for HPPR's Book Bites. This is a discussion of the book Educated, a memoir. The book describes Tara Westover's memories growing up in a very conservative, strict religious family in rural Idaho. Her memoir is an emotionally wrenching, yet inspiring story of her journey from an isolated rural life to her attaining her PhD and studying at Oxford. For this segment, I would like to focus on Westover's experience in graduate school. For me, Westover's struggles through graduate school was another part of her education journey that actually spoke to me. Westover describes the stress that she experienced applying to college, her feelings of isolation, her lack of confidence due to her perceived shortcomings, due to her restrictive background, and ultimately the struggles of whether she was actually, quote-unquote, deserving of higher education and the scholarships that she earned. Another toxic emotional issue was her chaotic household and their demands upon her. Not only were her family members not supportive of her educational aspirations, they actually strongly disapproved of her pursuing higher education and denigrated her efforts. Ultimately, she was faced with having to choose between the threat of family rejection and giving up her hopes of an academic career. This inner conflict led to an identity crisis and an emotional breakdown. Westover had to rebuild her self-identity, basically from scratch, without family approval or support. Coming from a large, rural, religious, and close-knit family, this was an extremely difficult thing for her to do. Losing your family of origin is traumatic, even if it was an abusive family situation. Fortunately for Westover, she was able to find social support and compassionate mentors in academia to help her transition into a new way of life. Education genuinely saved Westover's life, without a doubt. Having come from my own rural family, fraught with its own history of domestic violence and abuse, Westover's memoir stirred up my own memories of coming to terms with feelings of undeservedness as I pursued my lifelong goals of graduate school and becoming an academic in my own right. It was this academic pursuit that allowed me to grapple with these feelings of inadequacy and push through the experience to become more confident, more centered, have a more centered self-esteem and identity. In my own case, I found this pursuit to be important to my own personal growth, and I suspect the same is true for Tara Westover. Anyone who has had to come to terms with rebuilding their identity in the wake of an abusive family can relate to Westover's story. Reading Westover's memoir seems at times to be a rugged exercise, but it is also a richly engaging, enlightening, and validating experience. Enjoy reading. Again, this is Nicole English from Fort Hays State University, wishing you happy book bites.